do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11. This is letter number 3559. This is a lengthy, it's both a scholarly letter and also later on there's a letter that follows that we've already read. The Rebbe's insistence that it is important to participate in the elections in Israel. There were the very religious, ultra-religious people who didn't want to or thought that is prohibited, and the Rebbe follows up with a letter, like I said, we already learned. That's the letter that we learned later on in this letter number 3741. We went through in great detail over there, but this is the letter that was first written. But first there is a scholarly discussion over here. Let's go in order here. Baruch Hashem, the 16th of Sivan in Tovshin Tezvah, Brooklyn. Rav HaChosid, Rebbe addressed this to Moreinu Menachem Sheyichya HaLevi Gringlas, Menachem Zev Sheyichya HaLevi Gringlas. This is Rabbi Gringlas from Montreal, who was very much close. The Rebbe reached out to him many times and was Makarev him, was very close with him. And he was also somewhat of a, maybe more than somewhat, but he's also a Kabbalist. He had some knowledge in the Kabbalah. So, Shalom Uvracha. So, first, the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from the 12th of Sivan, and I'm also returning the write-up as you requested. The Rebbe is returning to him. And he's writing to the Rebbe that he was impressed, again, from the letter that he received from Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim, from Mariaz Sheyichya Margolis. That was Rabbi Yeshaya Osher Zelig Margolis. He was a very renowned rabbi and also a Kabbalist in Yerushalayim. And he has written to this Rabbi Gringlas, and Rabbi Gringlas gave over to the Rebbe some of their discussion, and he was impressed with him. And the Rebbe says, I've already written that I'm surprised about this. I'm surprised in him about this. So let me just give you a little context over here. The Rebbe, in his notes on the Haggadah, explaining the Haggadah, he explains over there, in the terms of the Kabbalah, based on the words of the Rebbe Rashab, the father of the previous Rebbe, he explains that the matzahs, you have the three matzahs that is on the Seder plate, and then you have the various different, the six different kinds that you put on the top of the matzahs. So the Rebbe Rashab says that the matzahs are what's known as kalim. They're the receptacles. Now, if you look even at the matzahs, they look, some of them are, especially the handmade matzah we're talking about, they're made like sort of a receptacle. And the kinds that go in them, they're the oiris, they're the lights that are included. So you have oiris v'kelim. Oiris is the light, kelim is the vessels. So to speak, the electricity, that's the light, and the refrigerator is the vessel that works, that is the receptacle of the force of electricity, just for to give an example. In the Kabbalah, there's a lot of oiris v'kelim, the light and the vessel. So the kinds that are on top of the matzah, they're the oiris. The matzahs are the vests. So the other rabbi, this Margolis, he writes that it is very clear in the writings of the Arizal that matzahs are considered the intellect of Abba, that is Abba, that's called Chochma, and it's not Kalim. He disagrees. They are not vessels. The matzahs are not vessels. The matzahs are Moichin de Abba. His argument is, again, in the Kabbalah, you have the 10 Sefirot. The first Sefira is called Abba, it's called Moichin, it's called Chochma. But his argument is, the first three Sefirot are Chochma bin Adat. His argument is that it is very clear in the writings of the Arizal that matzahs are considered the intellect of Abba, of Chochma, and not vessels like the Rebbe writes. So the Rebbe says it makes no sense, really, what he's saying. So the Rebbe says, really, this is not, you don't have to bring a proof from the Kisvei HaRizal, the writings of the Arizal, that matzah is associated with the level of Meichin D'Abba, because in Chassidus of our holy Rebbes, this has been quoted, and it's explained at length, and the Rebbe quotes in Lekut Torah, in this Siddur, in Derech Mitzvah Secha, etc., etc. So in other words, this is not a hidden idea over here that is unknown, because this is pretty clear, you know, so it's not something which you need to prove from Kisvei HaRizal when it's in the Chassidus. And yet, even though it's very clear in Chassidus of the Rebbes, which is known to the Rebbes for sure, so my father-in-law said in the name of his father, the Rebbe Rashab, that the matzahs hint to vessels. So we have to say there's no contradiction with the idea that matzahs are moichin d'abo, and also that matzahs hint to the idea of vessels, that matzahs are kelim. So the Rebbe says, in truth, he says it doesn't really, the question, what it doesn't really make sense, the question. Number one, the Rebbe says, even if it is Moichin D'Abba, if it's the intellect of Moichin D'Abba, but there is also two things there. There is Oiris and Kalim. So it doesn't mean, so it could still be the Kalim. It does not, in Moichin D'Abba itself, there's two. And number two, the Rebbe says, matzahs, just like everything else in Torah and Mitzvah, hint for various different matters at the same time. So let's say, for example, we know that the matzahs are also Moichin D'Abba, and they also correspond to the three forefathers. That's why there's three matzahs, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And if they correspond to the forefathers, they're known as the three emotions of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes. So you're going to ask, well, here we're saying that it's Moichin, and there we're saying it's Midas, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes. And also we know that matzahs is also a malchut, because it's called lechem oini, the poor bread, chulu chulu, which is the level of malchus. Malchut is considered poor because it gets from all the spheres of above. It doesn't have anything of its own, as brought down in the writings of the Arizal, and even in the Zohar and the Tikkuni Zohar. And so the Rebbe basically is saying, what kind of question is this? The fact that it says in Kisvei HaRizal that's Moichin D'Abba does, number one, not negate the fact that it could be the Kalim, because Moichin D'Abba have both lights and vessels, so it could still be vessels. And number two, matzahs can hint to various different things. So while they're Moichin D'Abba, but they still hint for the three forefathers, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes. So they're hinting for emotion as well. And they're also Malchus, Lechem Oini. So that's not a problem at all. And then he also challenges the second part. He says that there is no source in the writings of the Arizal that we should say that that which you put on the matzahs, they hint to the oiris, to the lights. And the Rebbe says the same thing as before. In the six things that are placed on the matzahs, they're both, there is lights and vessels. And number two, also in these six things, there is various different things, as we said before. So therefore, there is no such a thing that it's not there. The Rebbe says, I don't have the time now to search in the writing of the Arizal the place of that, but the Rebbe sends him to the Meir Kilos Yaakov Berkom. But what is clear, the Rebbe says, number one, that you will not find a contradiction, because this was said by the Rebbe Rashab. So he said that that represents Oiris. So there cannot be a contradiction. And number two, the Rebbe says, I'm almost sure that you can find also a source in the writings of Arizal and also in the Tikkunim that the Rebbe mentioned before, I guess the Tikkuni Zohar. But in any event, the Rebbe says it's not a contradiction. If the Rebbe Rashab said this, the Rebbe says we have to go search for it, but there's certainly not a contradiction. And the Rebbe says, almost sure you can find a source in the writings that result. The Rebbe Rashab did not say that there is a source. He just said that the previous Rebbe quoted him that the kinds that you put on the matzah, they hint to the oiris, but it cannot contradict, the Rebbe says, the words of the Kisvei Arizal, and almost sure that you'll find the source in the writing of Arizal, and even in the Tikkunim. Basically, he challenged the Rebbe's Haggadah from the Rebbe Rashab in both things. He didn't think that the matzahs are kelim, and he didn't think that the types that you put are oiris, but the Rebbe says that's really not the case, and the Rebbe says it's not a problem at all. Now, he writes, and he says like this, he wrote to the in his letter to Rabbi Greenglass, that if these words came out from the Alter Rebbe, in other words, he respects the Alter Rebbe, if the Alter Rebbe said it, then they would have been important, acceptable to him, just as if the Arizal. So in other words, he would not be looking for a source in the Arizal, or it contradicts the Arizal. If the Alter Rebbe says that, that's good enough for him. So the Rebbe says, well, the Rebbe Rashab is worthy, who was the one who filled the place of the Alter Rebbe, to rely on him on such and even greater than such. So if the Rebbe Rashab says that, if he says that he would trust the Alter Rebbe, so the Rebbe says, well, then you can trust the Rebbe Rashab as well, in this matter as well as in many greater matters than this. If that's what the Rebbe Rashab says, you can take his word for it. Now, the Rebbe is not sure whether the other person was trying to be a little bit argumentative or challenging, or maybe he innocently is mistaking so. But the Rebbe says, look, I have no choice. According to the sages, statements of our sages, that you have to find a merit for each and every one of the Jewish people. I got to find a merit, the Rebbe says. I don't want to judge him that he is sort of not having enough respect for the Rebbe Rashab by writing, oh, if it came from the Alter Rebbe, I would trust him. But as if to say, the Rebbe Rashab is not good enough. So the Rebbe says, I'm forced to find an excuse for him, a merit. Maybe he only wrote to you, maybe you never told him that these are the words of Rebbe Rashab. And maybe that's why he wrote what he wrote, he says. Maybe had you told him, he wouldn't sort of speak disparagingly, sort of, about the Rebbe Rashab, had he known Rebbe Rashab said it. I think he may have told him that the Rebbe said this. So the Rebbe says, if he's disparagingly, the Rebbe doesn't say it in the letter, I'm just adding that. I'm reading it between the lines. That maybe if it was disparagingly towards me, okay, he's entitled, but he probably didn't know that the Rebbe Rashab said that. And that's why he sort of said, oh, I don't trust, I would trust the Alter Rebbe. Maybe he doesn't trust the Rebbe, but the Rebbe Rashab, he would. That's what the Rebbe says. Then the Rebbe discusses another matter of the Kabbalah. There are some Kabbalists in the Prietz Chaim, that's the book of Reb Chaim Vital, a student of the Arizal. So over there, there's some sayings of the Chaverim. Chaverim means the friends. So those statements that come from the Achedim and the Prietz Chaim, they skip it over. They skip it. They don't believe, I guess, that that is authentic, what the Chaverim said. So he writes that to the Rebbe, but the Rebbe says, it's obvious that's not our tradition, and we have matters from the Chaverim and Chassidus brought down, and the Rebbe points in Likutei Torah and other places, in addition to that which is brought in Chassidus in many places, from the Kabbalah of the Ramak and the Kabbalah of the Isrug, I guess, which are part of the Chaverim, unlike several of the Sephardic Kabbalists that don't, I guess, don't accept them. So, basically the Rebbe says that it's not our tradition not to rely on the Chaverim. We do bring down the Chaverim, as well as these other Kabbalahs that the Rebbe brings. And the Rebbe says, to explain this, why is some yes, some no, so that the people did not want to get into a place where there was a doubt. So when it wasn't sure, I guess the authenticity, so they just skipped it, they didn't do that. But the Baal Shem Tov, on the other hand, and the Magid, and the Alter Rebbe, and those who follow them, fill their place in the Malim Mekoimim, they had a tradition going from person to person. Always the Baal Shem Tov, from his teacher, who was Achia HaShiloini, and he was the one that also Elio HaNavi learned from. And they knew which things you could rely. And as it's known also, that's why they relied on what it's written in the Emek HaMelech. And it's not even mentioned that it's Chaim at all. And okay, but basically these are Kabbalistic jargon, more beyond the scope of the ordinary people to know which of the books, which of the teachings, which do we follow, which not. But the Rebbe basically says, maybe others didn't want to get into Baal, they weren't sure if it's reliable or not, but in Chassidus, the Alter Rebbe, from the Magid of Mizritch, from the Baal Shem Tov, from Achia Shiloni, going all the ways up, Elio HaNavi, so therefore, that was accepted, and that's authentic. Okay, that finishes one part of the letter, which talks about the Kabbalah, talks about the Matzah, talks about the Oiris. The Rebbe says, There's no problem. It's authentic. It's understood. Now, he also wrote to the Rebbe, he also wrote to Rav Greenglass about not participating in the elections in Israel. And the Rebbe said, we only go by the words of our leaders, which is the previous Rebbe, who continuously keeps on serving, and he's serving now Hashem even after his passing. And when it came to the elections of the first Knesset, he instructed and he put in effort that you should participate in them. So from this it's understood, not only is it permissible to participate in elections, but it's an obligation to participate. While the Rebbe says, entering into the coalition, in my view, it's prohibited, because you are participating in the decrees, and in many decrees that go against religion, against the Jewish religion. But that's a separate thing. That's why Chabad never made a party, never participated, and is not represented in the government. However, those who are in the government should have as many, we should get as many people, by not we don't participate, but to get as many representation as possible. The Rebbe says, anybody who has a tu'udat ezrach, which means you have a citizenship, if you carry around a citizenship document, and that means that you have the right to vote, so, and by taking that tudat ezrach, that citizenship, today they also call it the tudat zehut, identification tudah. But when you take that tudah, so you are basically admitting, nobody's forcing you, but you are admitting to the conduct that takes place over there. Because you're saying, I am a citizen. So if after that you do not participate in the elections, and then others see and they also do so, they don't go to the elections, and there is therefore the possibility, there's room to say that this may decide when it comes to either a big or even a small law that they pass, that it'll go, the election, that the vote will be not the way it should need, that way, not proper. Like they vote against halacha. If you didn't vote, if you didn't participate, and they're lacking one vote, you are carrying the responsibility. So the stumbling of the many, that they passed a law that goes against halacha, God forbid, is hinged on you because you didn't participate in the election. If you had participated, you could have gotten an extra vote, and that vote would have gone in favor instead of against the law, against Yiddishkeit. I still, the Rebbe says, have not found the person should have such wide shoulders that he should be able to carry this stumbling on himself and say, you know what, I don't care, let them pass a law against Yiddishkeit. Rebbe says, who could carry such responsibility? We will have to try to do as much as possible that we should have as much representation as we can. And the Rebbe says this is different for those who don't at all recognize in the leadership of Israel, or they don't want to go to Israel at all for this reason. But if you are there and you do participate in any matter that it may be, and the Rebbe makes a point in number one over here, why don't you ask the above if he enjoys and he pays, meaning that you support for the water service. Do you pay for the water service? What about the electricity or similar? What do you do about paying taxes? Some of the taxes goes to support the ministry of religion. And look, it's not called a singular religion. It's called Misrat Hadatot. That's a plural, meaning it covers all religions, not just the Jewish religion. And your tax dollars are going to support the religious ministry and its matters, and more and more. And that's not just, this is actually supporting them. They're giving them money. Part of the money that you're providing goes to this thing, and it gives them money. It's just not participating. The Rebbe says, how many times were you arrested or your buddies for not paying taxes? Yeah, you weren't arrested because you paid the taxes. Right? So, I mean, the Rebbe is being rhetorical here, saying that, how many times did you get arrested? And the Rebbe says, if it's true that you are at this level, that you want nothing to do, and you know, absolutely not, so why don't you fulfill the ruling of the Rambam in the laws of the Reish Perek Vav? He says, if there's bad neighbors, one needs to leave the city, go out into a desert, live all by himself. Why are you living there in Israel with all these corrupt people over there? If you really believe that this is so prohibited. But of course, you know, all these people, you know, a lot of times they use the roads, they use the facilities, they use the banks, they use all the convenience, and then they don't recognize and they don't want to participate. They only take what they can get and they don't participate. It's different. I don't want to get involved now with the drafting of the people to the army. That's a whole different thing. But over here, the Rebbe says, it's only when it comes to participating in the election, that's where they become zealots to totally ignore and say, no, you're not allowed to, you can't vote in the election. But the Rebbe says, the logic is just the opposite. In other things, don't enjoy from them. But in election, when you can help get a stronger representation of the religious needs, you should do that. Not only that, the Rebbe says, but you are causing damage to the many, as mentioned earlier. And the Rebbe says, especially, we see vividly in the past years that the decision of one vote, one deputy, one representative could have prevented matters which are stumbling the many in rabbinic prohibitions and even in Torah prohibitions. So if we had even one more vote, what we could have done? How could you not help prevent from these kinds of stumblings which impacts the many? Now, in general approach, just this is not saying over here, other peoples or groups thought that they can live in a vacuum. They're only living in what affects them and their immediate group of people, whatever their number is, small or large. But the truth is, we live within a society. We live in a big community. Things impact not just you. So when there's rules passed in the government of Israel, they don't just affect your community over there. So you say, I don't care, I don't go by it. They impact the whole Jewish community. We should feel responsible. If there is a bad decree, it affects so many people. The Rebbe says, self-understood, you have the right to write to the above. everything that I wrote here about the elections. And you can even add, make it sharper. Because as much as you will add, it does still not fully bring out the entire subject matter. And the Rebbe says that now, after the Torah was given, we are all responsible. Before the Torah was given, we read about Noach. Noach just protected himself. He didn't care about the generation, his generation. He didn't pray for them. He just took care of himself. He didn't properly chastise them. But now it doesn't fit. The Zohar is actually critical of Noach for not doing more to try to get the people of his generation to get back, as Rebbe quotes from the Zohar. However, as opposed to after Matan Torah, all Jewish people are considered to be like one study. The Rebbe brings down some very powerful words from the Tzemach Tzedek in the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael, but in any event, we are all like one together, one story, as explained with regards to Matan Torah, to the giving of the Torah, that we're just coming from Matan Torah. So it says like this: had the Jewish people been missing even one person, not many people, but if they would just be missing a few people, one person, already the Torah would not have been given. As it says the Dvarim Rabbah and Mechilta Rashbi. So, we need every Jew, and we're responsible for every Jew. And we have to make sure that every Jew is protected. And therefore, the Rebbe says, go ahead and write to him. You can write it even sharper. But this is really something which is very, very important, the Rebbe says. And the Rebbe says we see this. This has actually happened, that the lack of one vote, we lost by one vote, which could have translated into a win for Yiddishkeit. And unfortunately, it was not utilized properly. So the Rebbe is encouraging the people that should go vote. And the Rebbe is basically saying, well, whether you like it or not, you live there, you're carrying a citizenship, you're paying taxes, you're paying for the water, you're paying for the electricity, and you're participating. You're participating in the in the support of the religious ministry who supports all religions. And Rebbe quotes from the Rambam, you know, if you're really that serious about this, why don't you move into the desert where you don't have to use any electricity, and you don't have to use any water, and you don't have to pay any taxes, I guess.